The sign on the front door says closed, but Pecan Creek is open for business. Out back, a tractor trailer is being unloaded. Giant cans of green beans, tomatoes, and mushrooms are hauled inside, sorted, and stacked. In the kitchen, Jennifer Etrus pours a carton of buttermilk into a giant bowl and stirs.
Well, I cheat. I use two of these ranch dressing mixes instead of one. It's known all over the world, my ranch dressing.
Etrus makes her signature condiment in 3-gallon batches. By the end of the week, it'll all be gone, devoured by teams of hungry roughnecks, frat crews, truck drivers, and tool pushers. Owner Chad Igo.
They drive in, work their 7 days, 8 days, staying in a hotel. They want someone to come out and treat them like they're important. A home-cooked meal. It's important to them. They don't want some greasy, nasty burger from town.
Pecan Creek used to be a cafe, but Igo closed the restaurant years ago to focus on catering, literally, to the oil field. The business grosses about $1 million a year, and Igo employs about a dozen people.
Last year, we dumped $300,000 worth of payroll into Cordell America, and that's something we're proud of, I mean, because it's a small town.
But the crashing price of crude oil casts a long shadow in Oklahoma's oil field. Some energy companies, like Continental Resources, have already slashed spending. Others are trying to weather what they hope will be a relatively short downturn. Igo says a lot of producers are laying down rigs, but he hasn't heard of any large-scale layoffs. Still, everyone is anxious.
Again, we're nervous. We don't know. I mean, $40 a barrel oil, it's going to shut everything. I mean, it's going to. They won't do it. It's going to catch up sooner or later. They will shut down.
You have a motion, a second? Any questions? Seeing none, call the row.
At the state capitol, 100 miles away, economists and finance officials are keeping a close eye on the Oklahoma oil field. In December, Governor Mary Fallon and other top officials met to certify tax revenues for the state budget. Right now, it's $300 million less than last year, and low oil prices could make that gap larger. The Board of Equalization will look at the numbers again in February to determine how much money the legislature will have to fund state government. And if oil prices stay low, agencies could face steep cuts. Governor Fallon.
We're hoping that this will be a temporary, short-term drop in the price of a barrel of oil, but that's hard to predict. So we're being cautiously optimistic and planning that there might be a potential slump in the economy. And we don't think it will be a big slump, but possible slump in the economy because of this.
The share of earnings of workers in the state from oil and gas is actually slightly higher today than it was in 1982.
Mark Sneed is an economist and the president of ReagionTrack, which provides economic forecasting and analysis for state finance officials.
The oil and gas industry is by far the largest single source of tax revenue to the state.
That revenue comes from oil and gas taxes, corporate taxes energy companies pay, and income taxes paid by employees and royalty owners. Right now, Sneed is telling lawmakers to build the budget with $60 a barrel oil in mind. Back in the kitchen, Chad Igo is reviewing his food order. Catering could be to the oil field what the canary is to the coal mine.
Catering, we're kings when it's good. They love us, but as soon as it gets tight, we're the first ones to get cut.
Despite the low oil prices and uncertainty, Pecan Creek's calendar is booked solid. Igo is still planning on buying a new trailer, and he bought property to expand his kitchen. But Igo is diversifying. He also bought a building down the road, just in case he has to leave the oil field and get back in the restaurant business. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.